AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Tropical Storm Debbie is expected to bring torrential rains and flooding to Georgia and South Carolina Tuesday. Flash flood warnings have been issued in Savannah, Georgia and Charleston, South Carolina. This Savannah resident says Debbie has his attention.
It's going to be bad.
Debbie slammed into Florida Monday. Record-setting rain from the storm has caused flash flooding and killed at least five people. Vice President Harris is the official Democratic presidential nominee. Her nomination became official after a five-day round of online balloting by Democratic National Convention delegates ended Monday night. The party says 99% of delegates casting ballots voted for Harris. Harris is expected to introduce her new running mate at a Tuesday evening rally in Philadelphia. Google has lost a massive antitrust case over its search dominance.
A federal judge in Washington ruled that Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. The seismic decision could shake up the internet and hobble one of the world's best-known companies. Google and its parent, Alphabet Inc., argued that its popularity stems from consumers' overwhelming preference for the search engine, which currently processes an estimated 8.5 billion queries per day worldwide. Google almost certainly will appeal the decision. The case may eventually land in the U.S. Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
Japan's benchmark Nikkei Index closed 10% higher Tuesday, a day after it plunged a near-record 12.4%. Other markets appear to have settled after the roller coaster ride that started the week. On Monday, nearly everything on Wall Street tumbled as world banks quaked under fears the U.S. economy is slowing too much. This is AP News. There has been a change of plea in a fake electors case.
Former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis has agreed to cooperate in a 2020 Arizona fake electors case. Ellis changed her plea.
Guilty.
To fraud, forgery, and conspiracy charges. 17 others are charged, including former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani and former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Ellis told the judge she relied on others to provide her information.
What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to make sure that the facts the other lawyers alleged to be true were in fact true.
11 Republicans are accused of submitting a document to Congress, falsely declaring Donald Trump won in Arizona.
I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays says Ellis's insights are invaluable and will help prove the state's case in court. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.